just want to talk about Falcons defense and how fast they are. As a power back, do you prefer playing maybe a smaller, faster defense? Does that work into your strength?
It doesn't really matter what kind of defense I play. You know, we have a game plan, and whatever the game plan is, you know, no matter what the defense looks like, we just got to execute it.
Some talk today about Bill Belichick talking to Robert Kraft about when he's eventually going to retire. Didn't know Dave revealed, of course, but can you picture the day of Bill Belichick one day just not coaching football?
He's been doing it for a really long time. I don't see it coming to an end anytime soon. I still see him having something to do with football.
I'm getting excited just for the game to get here. I know this is the last day we'll see each other up until the game. How happy are you, first and foremost, you just not to see us anymore and be around this whole mess that it is?
You my dog. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind seeing you. You my homie. But, you know, just the whole aspect of this right here being a part of, obviously being a part of the routine. As a veteran, it's something that you have to get used to. You know, it's something that you gotta buy into, because obviously this is obviously a good thing because we're here.
Sure.
So, you know, but we definitely want to wind down and be able to enjoy time with just each other. You know what I'm saying? So that'll be cool. You know, enjoy our families and stuff. So that'll be the best part.
You guys have talked all season long about routine and sticking to that routine that you have. How much does this mess up that routine?
It doesn't mess it up. You know, we got to work around it. We still got to get our work done. We still have to pay attention to what we got to go do. We still got to focus on the task at hand. So, you know, it doesn't take away from what we need to do and what we know we have to do. So, you know, it just added extra.
I know that you try to take it seriously. You try not to make this game seem like any different than any other game. But inside, you know, it's a bit different. Inside, I know there's a bit, I assume you're human, there's a bit of excitement. Talk about that excitement right now, and is it good to be excited for a game?
Yeah, it's always good. I get excited before every game, you know. I just love the game in general. So, you know, and I mean, we know that this is the most important game of the season. We're definitely not ignoring the fact that this is the last one. This is the one that everybody wants to get to, and we're one of the last two teams to be in there. So, we're definitely going to take it as serious as we possibly can, but at the same time, we're going to enjoy the experience too.
What does it mean to be in this game?
It means a lot, man. You know, this is the ultimate goal when you start playing this game as a kid, and you learn more and more about it, and you know the significance of it and the importance of this one game, and you start to dream about it, and you start to love the game even more and more, and ultimately this is where you want to be in this game. You know, this is the biggest game that you can possibly get in on in football. You know, high school, college, anything. This is the biggest stage that you can get on and play this game. So, I've been blessed enough to play it once, and I'm going to be blessed to play it again. So, you know, I'm excited about it.
Do you embrace this week all the festivities, all the interviews? Some people get annoyed when they're sick of it. Are you tired? Are you ready to move on?
I mean, it's a part of the job, you know. If it was required for us, you know, to talk to us, then we have to, you know. But at the same time, you know, this is something that comes with the territory. You can venture off and do different things with this, you know. I mean, a lot of guys have made careers out of this, you know, just from football. So, you know, you definitely can't get tired of it. You know, it's all a part of the business.
You're gonna make a career out of this?
Maybe. It means a lot, man. Just the fact that they depend on our running game a little bit. You know, they counted on us and they called us, you know, in special games and stuff. And our whole group stepped up to the plate. You know, any running back that came into the game, we didn't miss a beat at all. Whether it was me, Dion, James, Brandon, you know, DJ, any of us that came in the game, we didn't really miss a beat. You know, and it's nice to know that they can lean on us at any time and know that we're gonna get the job done.
Eric Rowe was talking about Malcolm Butler and how he's always talking in practice, even to Tom Brady. For us, we see like a quiet guy. Can you talk about what it's like on the practice field, trash talking?
He does talk trash to Tom. He said things here and there, but at the same time, you know, it's competition. Everybody's out there to compete, you know. And he's a competitor, you know. And and anytime Tom throws his way, he's gonna try to grab it, you know. And that's just the competitive nature of him, you know. And it's just the competitive nature of Tom, you know, having enough, you know, courage to throw it his way.
Is there anything you can trash talk that you can actually share that he might say to Tom or to you during the course of practice?
Nah. I don't think that matters. You know, Houston is a different team. Atlanta is a different team. You know, obviously, you know, that we're here and they're here. So we're the best two teams in that's left in the NFL. So, you know, they're going to come in with their game plan, whatever they feel like they need to do to stop us. And we're going to come in with our game plan, feeling like whatever we need, we're going to do whatever we need to do to get points on the board. I mean, we go out there and we just try to do our best to, you know, execute, play detailed football and make sure every guy that's on the field, all 11 of us do our jobs. I mean, it's awesome, but at the same time, you know, we're all football players, you know. At the end of the day, we're all professional football players, so all of us are, you know, some of the best in the world at what we do, you know. So, it's definitely crazy that they were athletic enough to do all those things at a college level, because that's really hard. But at the end of the day, we're all football players. Besides me, I'm an athlete. I can hoop too. Yeah. I'm the nicest. That too. I ain't never tried skiing. I can't say that.
Like, do you have an idea of what you'll do on game day to kind of make sure that you're at your peak once the game arrives a little bit later? I mean, so it's a long day to get ready to play.
I'm just going to make sure that I got to stay hydrated, make sure that I get some rest. Everything I can do to maximize, you know, all the energy that I'm going to have, you know, and maximize it and make sure that I have it all for that game. So, you know, whatever I have to do or whatever I feel like I need to do, you know, I'm going to make sure I do it, because I want to go in that game at 100% for sure.
Brady's talking about taking a nap before one of the Super Bowls over there. Can you imagine just laying down against Shanahan?
He's been here a bunch of times, so whatever it takes, whatever it takes for him to get ready for it, I support. I mean, we all have our families here. I hang out with my family. We go eat, you know, we play video games. We just kind of hang out and chill, you know. It's not too much. We go to the mall, walk around. You know, we don't do too much to run. It doesn't take much to run the time out, you know. Yeah, I can tell. You can definitely tell. You could just look at, you know, a defense's demeanor. You could just look at how, you know, how they line up, how they play the play. But obviously, you know, Atlanta didn't get this far by being one of those defenses. They've played really well, and they've been playing even better in the postseason. So we just got to make sure that we go in there and play detailed football. Make sure that we seek out the guys that we need to seek out, and make sure that, you know, we go out there and just play our game, and all 11 guys do their jobs. Yeah, it's a really proud moment. I probably thought about that was probably last when I got hurt. You know, I haven't thought about it at all. You know, this is actually the first time I heard it, but it doesn't, I don't really think about it. You know, I've played this whole year healthy. I've played every game that we've had, you know, and I've been healthy. So, you know, it's just another football game, and it just so happened to be, you know, the last one and the biggest one. This is the last time I got to do it?
Yeah, pretty much.
I could deal with you guys for a few minutes.
been focusing throughout the whole year. But, you know, again, it takes another step up here. It's not your first roundup, but, you know, you've been through it. How do you feel you get through this?
We just got to make sure that we continue to stay focused, make sure we pay attention to details. Know that this right here is just a part of everything that has to go on. You know, this is a part of the whole, you know, big moment, big game thing. And obviously, we're at the last game of the season, so everybody, you know, wants to get in and find something out, get a little word here and there. But at the end of the day, man, we got to stay focused. We know what we're here for, and we're here for one thing only, and that's this last game.
I know it's a long year. There's a lot of practices. Does this make you look forward to practice, though, during this week?
Yeah, practice has been fun, man. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. We've been getting the job done. We've been going out there and having fun, enjoying each other, enjoying the moment, enjoying the experience of being out here. And we've been working hard, man. We're going to continue to prepare, and we're going to do that all the way throughout from now until throughout the game. Thank you.
The best strategy to keep Matt Ryan and that explosive offense off the field is for you to carry the ball a lot and shorten the game a bit. Do you see it that way?
Nah, I see it as in whatever it takes for us to win the game, we got to do.
So you don't think you might have a bigger role in this game than you
did? I mean, you can't predict how the game is going to go because you don't know. You know, we haven't played it yet. But, you know, whatever the job is that I'm asked to do, I'm going to do it. All what?
Continuity. They've all what? Only played for the Patriots.
Who?
Your offensive line.
That
kind of continuity.
That's huge. You know, I feel like the offensive line grows stronger and stronger, and they get closer to each other, and they know how each other play. You know, they know how things are done, and they know what it is to do. You know, and they learn that throughout the course of a season, and they've been together the full season, so they've gotten really close with each other. They're a really, really tough offensive line. I feel like they're one of the best in the league. You know, I feel like they, if not the best, they don't get the recognition that they deserve, and I feel like they deserve a lot more recognition than they do. You know, we just got to make sure that they continue to stay healthy and go out there and win this game for us. It all starts with them. That's my clothing line, so that I know about it. Yeah, yeah.
I'm from Nashville, and looking back on your time, you know, with the Titans, and now mistakenly them having let you go, and you've got on to this, you know, an amazing career already. You know, what do you take back on that? What do you take back on Nashville or the Titans, or just your time, your life since then?
I just appreciate the fact that you know, Coach Fisher gave me a chance. That was all I was asking for, is a chance, and he gave me a chance. Unfortunately, it didn't work out over there, but, you know, I got another chance somewhere else from the chance that he gave me and the opportunity that he gave me, and I'll forever be grateful for it. Appreciate it. No problem, man. I feel amazing, man. It's always a fun experience. You know, I've had it one time, you know, and it'd be amazing to get another one.
How has this Super Bowl week been different? ¿Qué tan diferente ha sido esta semana de Super Bowl?
It's been different in the simple fact that we just have a different team. We got different guys. We got guys on the team that hasn't experienced this ever in their career, hasn't even experienced a postseason. And I know they're going to be really, really excited, and they're going to be really prepared. And I know they're going to do any and everything they can to get this W.
Garrett, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
The fact that this offense always seems to surprise other teams, is that something you take pride in?
I'm sorry?
The fact that this offense can surprise other teams, is something you guys take a special pride in, that you can give another team a gotcha?
We have a really, really talented and powerful offense at all positions. And so, you know, whatever we have to do or whatever we need to do, you know, whether it surprises them or not, we got to do it. We got to get it done because that's what we need to do to win football games.
Those games when you have big games in particular, it's almost like, oh, where did that come from? Why did they do this? Do you know that going into the game or is it become a take what they give you thing when you get out there?
It's a, you know, you have a game plan, so you have an idea of what you're going to be doing, but at the same time, you don't know exactly how the game is going to go. And if the game is going well on the run game, they're going to continue to run it. And if the game is going really well passing, we're going to continue to pass. It just depends on how the game's going.
When you see two rookie linebackers on the other side, do your eyes light up, or do you go, "Well, wait a minute, these guys are good"?
Nah, you got to respect the game, man. And if they've been playing good enough to get up to this point, you got to know that they're a good group of linebackers. They're a good defense in general, and. Even though they're young, we just know that they're fast. They're young. They got a lot of good guys in Beasley. They got guys in Jones, Neal. They got a lot of good guys over there on that side. So you just got to make sure that you respect the fact that they got them here. You know, that defense played well enough to get them here. So, you know, you can't go in there and just think that, oh, they're rookies. You think we're going to beat them that bad. It's not going to happen like that.
No problem.
My parents are amazing people. My grandparents, like both my grandmoms, like were amazing. They were, and I unfortunately I've lost both of them, but that's they had a huge hand in raising me. My parents are around here somewhere. I don't know where they're at, but they're here for the game. And outside of football, they taught me how to be a mannerable kid. They know that I've always said no sir, yes sir, no ma'am, yes ma'am, like thank you and please. Like I've always said that, you know, and I still say that to this day. And to this day I respect them so much, and I've learned so much that I would never swear in front of them. Like, so obviously, like, they taught me how to grow up, and they molded me into a young man all the way until I turned, you know, 18 years old when I left. And they continue to mold me then. So, you know, and they continue to try to mold me and give me advice now. And I'm 30 years old, man. That's just the life of a parent. And I just make sure I teach my kids the same morals, man, because it's important to have that kind of upbringing and that kind of background. It's really important because that can get you a long way in life.
One of the things that Dante says was when he was younger, he might not have been, you know, fully cognizant of the sacrifices that his parents made. Can you remember some things? I was talking to some other guys, you know, right out of Los Angeles, parents drove 60 miles one way back and forth to think of a soccer practice, for example. Do you have incidents like that?
Yeah, my dad was at almost every single practice that I had, from the first practice I had ever in my life to when I left high school. And my mom is always, she's never missed a game, not one. And you know, even though she was working one and two jobs, three at sometimes, she would never miss a game. And the game's on Fridays, you know, so she would never miss one, even if she had to, you know, call out of work, whatever it was, no matter the distance. She would never miss a game. And, you know, and my dad, he would do whatever he had to do to make sure that I had every single thing that I needed, whether it was cleats, clothes, shoes, anything. They showed a tremendous – the love is infinite, the love that they give me. You know, that's just the love of a parent. You know, and, you know, my grandma, my dad's mom was blind, and if I asked her to do anything – Without thinking twice, she would do it. I used to get off the bus, you know, when I was in about middle school, when I was in like sixth or seventh grade, I used to get off the bus, and she's completely blind. And I used to get off the bus, and every morning, and every time I got off the bus after school, I walk in her house, and she'll tell me that my peanut butter and jelly sandwich and the milk is in the kitchen on the table. And to this day, I still don't know how she used to go back and make that. And to this day, I don't know how she made a PB&J. I don't know how she did it, but she used to cook eggs. She used to cook everything. She was blind. I don't know how she did it, but she did it. And my other grandma was my mom's mom was a really, she was a disciplinarian, so I used to get a lot of whoopings. So. and I love her to death. She was one of the most wonderful women. She's the like one of the two most wonderful women that you'll ever meet in your life, hands down. No problem.
Yeah, how much of your writing ability from being a natural runner to being a runner like you are now?
Sorry?
Your writing ability. How much have you improved? How have you improved?
Over the course of time, I've improved a lot. Just sort of the simple fact that, you know, experience, learn how to read things, know what to look for, know what the defense is in. So I just learned over the course of the years, and you know, I just improved my game as I got older.
How do you deal with a longer halftime during the Super Bowl?
I'm sorry.
The longer halftime during the Super Bowl.
You just gotta make sure that you, while you're in there, take advantage of the extra time. Look at some of the pictures that you have from the iPads. Talk to your coaches. Go over some things that aren't working and some things that are working well. You know, and just make sure you take advantage of all the extra time they give you.
Is it more important in a week like this, where some players might get tight, especially the young ones, to have a guy like Murdy in the locker room at news conferences, try to lighten the mood a bit? You joke around a lot. Does it help the young players to have guys like you lighting the mood with
children? Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, you got to get the guys that, because some guys aren't as open and loose with the media as others. Say, for instance, Marty, Tom, you know, Malcolm. You know, there's a lot of guys that are really loose with the media that can unwind and talk to you guys normal, and some guys just don't want to say the wrong thing, so you just got to lighten up the mood. Let them know that it's okay to talk. You know, you know what you should and what you shouldn't say, and you know, for the most part, they're pretty good at it.
Can you sense when the locker room might be tight? You need a little bit in any given week, not necessarily this one, but
if it's really quiet in there, then you should probably say something.
Can you talk about the tightness of your position group, your running backs? You guys are really close, aren't you?
Yeah, we're really, really close. We go to dinner, we go bowling, they come over, I go over their house, they come over my house. You know, we hang, for the most part, if you see one of us, it's probably, if we're not all together, we're probably close behind. You know, it's a really tight-knit group, and, you know, they're like my brothers, you know, so we're always going to be with each other at some point in time.
How does that closeness help you guys win? Is it an unselfishness?
Yeah, none of us are selfish. None of us. You know, if you pay attention, you know, anytime that any of us score, you're going to see all four of us celebrating. You know, or if you see during the play, if it looked like one of us is going to score, if you look at the sideline, you'll probably see somebody running down the sideline waiting to get there. You know, so, there's no unselfishness. You know, everybody embraces their role and everybody knows what they have to do and what their role is on this team. And, everybody is perfectly fine with it. For some of us, it's an opportunity to you know, set ourselves apart from a group of guys that has only won one Super Bowl, and we'll be a lot of guys. It's not a bunch of guys that can go around and say they won two. You know, I don't know if there's any. I don't think there's any that can go around and say they won, you know, five. You know, so in some sense, Tom would be untouchable. I don't know if it's going to ever be a quarterback that's ever going to do that again. And, you know, for me, I mean, personally, you know, you make yourself a part of a really, really elite group if you win two Super Bowls.
If you had to guess, take a shot at this. Who retires first, Belichick or Brady?
Probably at the same time. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon, though. Listen, nah. Nah, I don't think either one of them are going to retire anytime soon. You definitely want to spend time with your family. You want them to enjoy the experience. You want them to enjoy the time with, you know, with everything that comes with it, you know, because at the same time, you know, they were there for you the whole time. They've been there supporting you from the beginning to the end. So you definitely want them to enjoy this experience too. But, you know, they know that we're here for one thing and one thing only. We know that we're here for one thing and one thing only. So you just got to have the support of your family to know that you got to distinguish the two and you got to find a balance in between them.
Are you happy that the media availability is over now? You guys can just focus on just playing football and no more other obligations?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm happy.
You've been talking a lot, though, the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it, you know. At the same time, you know, whenever my family is here and they want to enjoy this experience with them, you know, this is time that I could be hanging out with them instead of doing this. But you know, I know that this is a part of the job also, and this is a part of the experience, you know. So you got to embrace it too.
I like it. I like where your head is.
You talked a lot about what made him and Belichick click so much. What do you like about him as a coach? Personally,
he's really honest. The fact that he's really smart. He's extremely smart. You know, he's one of the most winningest coaches, if not the most winningest coach in NFL history. You know, in my personal opinion, he's the greatest of all time. You know, we got two of them on our team, and that's Tom and him. And you know, they're gonna. There's nothing that you can say that. You know, I don't think there's never gonna be a guy that you're gonna be able to say that outcoached him. If you lose it, it's probably not going to be Bill's fault, you know. So, at the end of the day, like I said, he's extremely smart. He's emotionally tough. Like, I know he's dealt with a lot of things over the course of being a head coach, you know. So, he's mentally and emotionally tough. And there's a lot of things that you can learn from him.
Brady said he doesn't give a lot of compliments, and he's kind of like a no BS guy. How much does that help in a week like this, where everyone's already praising you already, and you need to go out there and like.
He definitely is a non-BS guy. You know, he's serious about what he does. He's all about winning, you know, and that's first and foremost, you know. His status is set in stone. Obviously, he's going to be a legend in this game. But at the same time, like you said, there's no BS, and that's the perfect thing. That's the thing that we need at this point in time, you know, because some guys can get overwhelmed with what's going on right here, and you need Bill to, you know, to put him in check and let him know that, you know, hey, we're here for one thing and one thing only, so let's get that straight, you know. So that's exactly what we need right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who's got the best beard on the team?
James White.
James White, why James?
Because he got the best beard on the team.
Huh. We've heard Rob. We've heard Julian. James White actually
kind of
said himself. So.
Yeah, my dog got the best. Yeah, he got the best beard on the team.
Why is the best?
You're gonna hear Julian and you're gonna hear Ninkovich every time because they just the people that you always see. You know, you see James too, but you just don't see him as much. You know, I think my dog will always keep his beard nicely trimmed. You know, and at a good length. He always photo op ready. Hey, I'm trying to grow mine, and mine don't grow as nice as theirs. I'm trying to grow mine. I might just have to cut mine off. Might have to let it go.
Can't compete?
I can't compete, man. Mine don't grow as fast or as thick, so I just got to let it go. Awesome. Appreciate it.
Dion said that during when you guys were recovering from injuries together, you guys really pushed each other and worked together. What was it like to have someone kind of in the same situation as you?
You always work harder when you got someone to compete against. And he's a great competitor. He loves to compete, and I love to compete. So, obviously, I'm not faster than him, like, or as agile. But when we do the drills, I try my best to beat him. And that helped both of us along the way. That helped us get in better shape. That helped us recover faster. That helped us with everything. And it was a huge part of why I was able to get here and start the season off the way I did. You're welcome. A typical game day. I would wake up, eat breakfast, you know, watch a little TV, you know, and basically, you know, if it's a 1 o'clock game, you got to be at the stadium a couple hours early before, you know, to go to meetings, talk to the coaches, make sure you got everything squared away and locked in, any final adjustments. And from there on, I listen to my music, get my massage, and get taped up and get ready to go.
Any naps ever with these later games?
With the later games, you got to take a nap. I feel like you'll be really, really tired and and dragging around if you stayed up all day and then turned around and had to play later at night. So you definitely got to squeeze a nap in between there, no matter if it's 20, 30, 40 minutes. Just a little sleep always helps. No problem.
So on a Sunday, which would be your favorite game to play? The first game, you know, second game in the afternoon, or the primetime game? As a player, what do you prefer?
I like the primetime games. I like the primetime games. You know, that's when everybody is watching. But the only thing that sucks with that is sitting around all day. You know, when you play early in the day, then you get to watch the other teams play. You get to relax for the rest of the day. You get to hang out with your family. You know, so, you know, but performance-wise, oh, yeah, I'm gonna take the 8 o'clock game every time.
And how did the color rush jerseys go over? Like, in terms of players, did you guys like them? Were you with them?
I still got mine. So I like them. I think we got the dopest color rush. Yeah, easily. Yeah, I think ours is the dopest.
And Garrett, there is a man from Mexico. Are you going there to play next year? Are you excited about that?
I don't know about the whole going to play in Mexico next year. I've heard that a couple times, but I don't really know. My main focus is really on playing this game on Sunday. Hey, make sure y'all tune in on this game on Sunday. Lock in. Watch us play this.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Well, Garrett, Robert Kraft said this week that he and Bill Belichick discussed when Bill will retire. He's in his mid-60s, but still so effective. Like, does he come off his old?
I don't see him retiring no time soon.
But just like with his demeanor, has he changed much over the years, or does he?
He's same old Bill. Huh? Yeah, he still got everything that he did have when he won the first championship. He still got.
I saw the sweatshirt you wore before. What's the big deal about this guy,
Matty? I'm a big supporter of Matty P because, you know, he's always supported me and he's always had my back since I've been here. I'm a huge supporter of Matty P, so. That's my sweatshirt. That's why I wear it. That's I'm repping Matty P.
So there's a rumor that you feel like Devin McCourty's the biggest hater on blunt force trauma. What is the real story behind this? Are you guys really good friends, or is he really a hater?
Nah, he really a hater. He really a hater. But that's my dog, though. You know, he probably hate on the blunt force a little bit, but, hey, you're going to see him rocking it.
Hey, is it true that, you know, you got the chance to play with both McCourties, you know. Which one would you say is the better McCourty team?
Hey, man, I'm going to have to go with my dog, J-Mac, you know what I'm saying? I'll be seeing J-Mac. J-Mac played corner. He out there following, you know what I'm saying?
Strapping.
Hey, hold on, brother. J-Mac, baby. I got you, J-Mac. Holler at me. He's a really good guy. Yeah.
It's not just defense. He talks to everybody. I see him interact with a lot of people.
He interacts with everybody. You see him before the game. He'll come slap hands with the offense. You know, he'll talk to me a little bit more. That's my dude, though. I mean, that's Matty P, my guy. Yo, check it out, dog. Yo, Gucci. Yo. Hey. I ain't never seen no light-skinned Jamaican. I'm boy, icy. Ooh, bling, 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 boy.
Okay. What's your pregame play next to
the I ain't got it yet, but I know it's gonna have some 2 Chainz on there. You know, I gotta have some Future and Drake on there. I gotta have me some, you know. I'm gonna throw me some Meek on there. I'm gonna be banging Rick Ross. I'm gonna have the crib on there. I'm gonna have Ross on there. You know, I might have some Ace on there. I'm gonna have a crib on there for sure. Kodak.
See, your boy James White like Kodak.
Yeah, I'm gonna have Kodak on there. That's the crib.
Now I'm gonna see if you're a loyal guy, okay? Your boy Le'Veon Bell got a rap song out too. You gonna have him on the playlist? Your boy Le'Veon released a freestyle. You gonna have him on the playlist?
Yeah, I'm gonna play the Shrimp Bayless.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm locked in.
Okay,
I'm gonna play it. Okay. Watch me.
Okay.
I'm gonna have it on there.
Like the man of your word.
That's my guy.
one player that they've said. I'm going to see what you say.
The worst taste of music? Whew, let me think about that.
I give you a hint. They say it's the offensive side of the ball.
Marcus Kenny.
No. They say Marty B.
Ha! They hating on my dog. Hey, I like my dog playlist. That's why he got the big speaker.
And they say that sometimes he plays some of his own music.
Hey, yeah. Okay. Hey, some of his music be slapping now. But he ain't no rapper. Like, he ain't no polished rapper. But like for him to have like a song, like it sounds good. It sounds straight.
I'm gonna give you a question. You can't pivot out of it. Who a better rapper, Le'Veon or Marty B?
My dog, Le'Veon just getting on. Marty B been doing it for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying?
Still not an answer.
My dog, they both be riding, bro. Hey, put it like this right here. If you put them in a freestyle battle, it might be a tie. You know what I'm saying? They gonna freestyle for sure. They nice at that. They both nice at that. Y'all trying to get me, though. Y'all can't get me, though.
Final question. If you had to make Coach Belichick a playlist, what song
would you put
on there?
What? One
song? One
song. One song I'm going to put on there?
Your boy Trey Flowers said to give him Kevin Gates 2 points.
Oh, man. I ain't going to give him that. Nah, I ain't going to give him that. I'm going to throw him on some Gucci. I'm going to throw some Gucci. Nah, some new Gucci, but I can't say the name of the song, but you know, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it. Oh, I'm done. I'm excited, man. I'm ready to get it over with, man. But at the same time, for the most part, I just want to hang out with my fam, though. So that's probably what I'm about to go doing probably right now. See you guys later.